Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Jules and Gideon. J-U-L-E-S and G-E-D-E-O-N. Naudette. So crazy. If you go back in time to 9/11, we all saw the second plane hit the towers. And then the first plane, though, like, they didn't have... you weren't watching in real time when the first one hit. But the Naudette brothers, they have that footage, and it's unbelievable. They happen to be doing a documentary about following the life of a first-year fire staff member or members. They're known as probies. So I guess if you join the fire ranks, year one, you're on like a probationary level. You're learning as you're going, and they're referred to as the probies. So they're doing a thing about the probies. And there's a call that goes out for a gas leak. And they're shooting the video. Oh, God, this is boring. And the guy, like the chief, his name's Chief Pfeiffer. He's got that little thing with the bendy wand. It's, he's holding it over a grate, seeing if there's a gas leak. He's like, yeah, I don't know. It looks okay. I'm getting nothing. And then you hear this American Airlines jet going over at 550 miles an hour, just above the tops of the buildings. And all these firemen look up. And then Jules Naudette turns goddamn camera right as boom, it happens. So that, you know, starts it. And you got to watch this fucking thing. The other brother was at the firehouse. First brother races downtown with the battalion chief. And then you get a minute by minute account. It's incredible. Megan says not many spoilers in this documentary, so I feel I can talk about it safely. Maureen says, thanks for giving away that the plane hits the building. Easy. This is also a perfect opportunity for you to, if you're into this like I am, to watch Man in Red Bandana. I talk about it every single year. This is the story of Wells Crowther. W-E-L-L. E.S. Wells Crowther out of Upper Nyack, New York. He worked in the Twin Towers. Look up Man in Red Bandana, the documentary. In fact, I'll link it up in the show notes. I will link up both of these things to watch in the show notes. 9/11. Hey, Siri, call Kevin Kuipers.
calling Kevin Kuiper.
Incoming.
Hello?
Yo, it's EZ. I'm live. How are you?
What's up? Good, and you?
Are you eating your lunch?
I'm just having some chips. I don't eat lunch till 1 o'clock.
Did you watch Unknown Number?
I have not, but I'm going to watch it when I get home from work.
How did you know that I posted something I shouldn't have posted?
I saw it on Facebook this morning when I got up. And then I saw Linda's comment, and I'm like, oh, it must be from that.
I'm sorry about that.
You're fine.
Are you going to paintball Saturday?
Yeah, that's the plan. 3 o'clock, you said?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. That works even better.
All right. Is your brother coming?
I have no idea. He's got to work something in Lansing, but he was going to let me know on that.
All right, buddy. Everybody loves you.
And then are you still doing Wayland after?
Yeah.
All right. The plan is to head out there also. So.
Man Bun Chris writes, anytime I hear his voice, I hear, I'm fucking hammered.
Yeah. I wish I had a beer.
I might leave paintball early if you want to.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
Otherwise, I'm going to miss it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
What time does Wayland start?
I got to ask. I'm not sure. I'm going to call Phil.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Siri. Call Phil Valensky.
Calling Phil Valensky Mobile.
Piano Fingerbanger says he sounds drunk regardless of blood alcohol level. That's so true.
Hey, reach Phil. Sorry, can you get to me?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me back up here. A little bit of background. Many years ago, I would say, I don't know, 2013, maybe before that, we're on the radio and we decided, well, I came up with a bit called the Lose-Lose Music Review. The idea was when we're on our local break in Grand Rapids, where we're supposed to like do a segment or two or three. That would be a great time to do this segment. And audience members who are in bands are always like, play my music. Okay, give us your music. Yeah, like drive to the radio station, give us your CD. You must have an offering of food. So buy us food and give us a CD. And then we'll eat. Then you have to leave. Then get out. And then we're going to eat the food. And then I am going to review the music. And then I'm going to, like, off of the air. And then I'm going to show up on the air, play it, and talk about it. And more often than not, make fun of it. So lose-lose was we lose by hearing your shit. And you lose because we're going to talk shit about you. Thus, the Lose-Lose Music Review was born. And we did this for dozens of bands. And this guy who looks like Robert Plant comes in and he gives us the food and gives us his music. And it was Phil from Waylon. That's when the friendship started. I listened to it and then I made fun of it the next week. Then that ended, and then JT, the program director, goes, hey, I kind of like that music. We're like, you did? Oh, my God, really? And I had to dig the CD out of the garbage, and I gave it to him. And he liked it, and he called those guys and says, hey, why don't you come back on in? I think I want to start playing your music. So these guys shit their pants. This is their first big break. And JT started playing their music in regular rotation. And for an entire summer, it was like the top requested song on GRD. And they used that. And I can't even take credit for that. Because, again, I threw the CD away. I was like, yeah, whatever. Give us the food. We'll talk about you. Fuck off. And I was ready to flush the whole goddamn thing. I liked them. So it was Phil, Mitch, Stinky Dean, and Tyler. God damn it. Tyler, the drummer. And so we all hit it off. And then that kind of picked up. And then we started going on trips to other radio stations, and we would bring them with us to perform during our live events. So this was cool. We had so much fun, and they were like on tour all the goddamn time. And then as life would get in the way, Tyler dropped out, the drummer, and Stinky Dean dropped out. So now it's Phil and Mitch soldiering on and doing their thing. And my God, as many years pass, and they're getting back together. And it's this weekend, Saturday at Balloon Fest. So Stevie says, didn't someone bring in an apple pie? Yeah, that was Gunner from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. Trying to get a hold of Stinky Dean to discuss the Waylon Show Saturday, the reunion.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Fuck! These guys all have jobs now. Well, I mean, Phil is a musician for a living. Phil and Mitch are still in Nashville trying to make it happen. And they're doing a great job. Dean and Tyler are like regular people now. They like cut their fucking hair. Anyway, Saturday you have paintball. And after that, you've got the Waylon Show at the Waylon Balloon Festival. Piano Finger Banger says, I finger banged pianos with them in Nashville a few times. Good dudes. Yeah, I remember you told me that. I do remember that. Well, anyway, nobody wants to talk to EZ other than Kevin Kuipers. That's okay. I do want to talk about some of my sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. You can find them at 616-828-8225. If you have a tree down, or if you think, hey, man, this one needs to go, call them. They'll get rid of it for you. They'll grind the stump. They can take care of any storm damage if you encounter that. Just keep them in mind when you need them. Kuiper Tree Care, Kuiper treecare.com, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Hello to my latest sponsor, Catholic Charities West Michigan. They're reaching out to anyone who wants to know more about becoming a foster parent. Think about that. If you were the lifeline for a child, holy cow, that is incredible. Opening up the sanctity and the, I guess, normalness of your home to an individual who's had nothing but things sidetrack them. Maybe a unstable family environment that has led the parental rights being put on hold while mom and dad sorted out. You doing that is going to change the life of someone. Catholic Charities West Michigan is asking for you to at least find out some information about what it's like to potentially be a foster family. I'll tell you right now, if I didn't devote so much time to all of this stuff that I do right now, this would absolutely be in our wheelhouse. I'm asking you to contact Bernadette Joyce with Catholic Charities if you are willing to find out some info about supporting kids and families who need it the most in our community. You can take that first step, and there's no obligation here. It's just finding out, hey, how does this work? I mean, I've heard about people being foster families, but how does this work? Please reach out to Bernadette at 616-915-4695. That's 616-915-4695. Or by emailing bjoyce@ccwestmi.org. Last night was rough. No Pooh Bear. The dogs did not know what to do. That's not good. She's on the way to Owensboro, Kentucky. I talked about that yesterday. Right now she's driving.
Hello.
Hey, Pooh Bear.
Hi.
Is this Pooh Bear?
Yes.
So I'm podcasting.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, are you at the wheel right now or is someone else?
No, we actually took Jenny Jill's car, so she's driving.
Oh, lucky for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it on speaker so that Mimi can laugh.
Mimi's not with us.
Oh, that's right. It's just you and Jenny Jo?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Have you heard any discussion about a show on Netflix called The Unknown Number?
Yes. Just what I've seen on, like, TikTok and stuff about the psycho.
No. I had to yell there because I was afraid you're going to say something that is a spoiler.
Oh, no, I don't know. I didn't watch the show. So.
Yeah, but you said something after the word psycho. I don't know what it was, and I don't want to know.
Oh.
Yeah, but nobody heard it because I was okay, going, ah!
Awesome.
You got to watch that, man.
I know. I want to. Why? Did you watch it? No, yeah. You haven't watched it.
No, I did. I watched it last night.
Oh. Oh, you did?
It's only 90 minutes, and it's a mind fuck like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I will watch it.
You have to. And that's hard for me to even... I don't tell anybody to watch anything because I don't watch anything. But I watch that, and you won't believe this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to see the Hillbillies.
Yep, we are somewhere in Indiana, I think.
All right.
So we're,
yeah,
we should be there by 2.
What's the plan today? Is today wake day or is tomorrow wake day?
Yeah, today is.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
All right, give my best to everybody. Give Susan a hug.
I will.
You know, and tell everybody that I know, hi. I don't even know who I know.
You know everybody.
Okay.
Okay, hey.
All right, love you.
I'll call you later. Okay.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
She'll be back Sunday. Hopefully for the Lions game. Better be for the Lions game. Piano Finger Banger asks a great question. How are the kettlebells doing? So, Christmas, 9 months ago, Pooh Bear asked for kettlebells. She also asked for some light dumbbells. The light dumbbells have been used twice in 2 separate workouts. And then the dumbbells, yes. The kettlebells have not been touched. Even once. Isn't that amazing?
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. head to mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Corey is here. He says, the High School Catfish is another Netflix special people are talking about. Correct. One and the same. The unknown number, and then colon, the High School Catfish. That's what the show is known at. You gotta watch it, buddy. In fact, watch it, and then sign up for 1 week free on my Patreon, which that just takes 30 seconds. And then you can join me at 6 p.m. Joe Martinez is here. He is already throwing dirt on the Lions. He says, why they are going to lose to the Cheesehead. So I'm not exactly sure about that sentence, but he's probably doing voice to text. But I can't figure out if he wants them to lose or he just is so, you know, I think what you have there is a guy who, and you get that a lot of the times with people who know and follow or have followed the Lions. You get that type of, hey, they're perennial losers, and they'll always be losers. But I don't, so I think he loves to hate them, and I don't know if there would ever be a time that he wouldn't display that. All right. I know that the Lions were a 1.5 point favorite in that game. Then they got Parsons, and then they immediately became a 2.5 point underdog. Now, if Parsons does not play, I'm wondering if the line is going to switch back the other way. We can't mention Joe Martinez during college football without talking about the Michigan Wolverines. This week, Michigan plays Oklahoma. That is a Saturday night game. I don't know what Oklahoma is ranked, if they are at all. I think Michigan's like top 15. AP top 25. I think Ohio State is number one after they beat overrated Texas. Texas, oh my God. Well, Ohio State, by the way, their defense was excellent in that game against Texas. Now, that might not be saying much because Texas might be terrible. I think that that may have been one of the biggest misses when it comes to a rating of a team in the preseason. They were just bad. I think what the takeaway from last week's college football, the two biggest stories are Texas is a joke and Alabama is a disaster. That was not really Ohio State is going to have to be better offensively if they're going to hang on to that number one ranking. I'm not convinced with them either. Oklahoma is 1-0, and they are 18th, and Michigan is 15th. Michigan actually dropped one in the AP top 25. I don't know why that is, because they won. Maybe it was strength of schedule or something like that. But Florida State was not ranked at all going into the game with Alabama, and they immediately got pushed up to 14th. That's why Michigan dropped one, because Florida State is now there. All right. So that should be a decent game. Those two teams, I mean, on paper, it looks like they're evenly matched. I mean, I don't know anything about that. I know that a Michigan fan is really excited about this freshman quarterback, this Bryce Underwood. I don't know if he did anything spectacular in that game this past weekend, but a lot of people are saying this guy's the real deal. Patrick says he's going to check out the unknown number tonight. Joe says the Lions will lose. Man Bun Chris says, love being the troll. You can always be right unless they win the Super Bowl. Yeah, and that's true. If the Lions win the Super Bowl, he has to be quiet. That's the only way he can be quiet. If Michigan stinks and the Lions win the Super Bowl, that is the only way Joe will be deterred. So what we have to, or if Michigan's plane crashes. So we need to hope for a lot of losses for Michigan. And I think most people who are not Michigan fans actually, like, I don't dislike the Michigan football team at all. But Michigan fans are some of the worst people on the planet. These are horrible, sick individuals, and they're in a cult. But that's true. If the Lions win the Super Bowl, Senor Martinez, he is silenced forever. He can never talk again. Now, that's a lot to win a Super Bowl. Lions may never win a Super Bowl. So that means we will have to put up with him doubly bad, because if Michigan wins and the Lions lose, that's a bad thing. We don't want to be in that space. Now, last year was good for Michigan because they beat Ohio State. They didn't have as much success last year as they did the year before. But if you beat Ohio State, that's a good year. You can lose all your games and beat Ohio State, and it's a good year. Skip is here. He tells Joe to chill and to stay positive. Now, Skip's new. He doesn't know the dynamic of HVAC 71 Joe Martinez. You can't tell him that. He's on an island. He's a goddamn troll. And generally a cocksucker and a fuckface. That's what this guy is. Donut Dan says that Oklahoma is not nearly at the level of cheating as Michigan. Corey says, as a Boston fan, the off years when the teams are bad is really annoying. Yeah. Joe Martinez is driving back from White Cloud. Ben Glaze wants the Sooners to win. See, I don't. I don't want the Sooners. Well, I take it back. I want the Sooners to win just so Michigan fan can get pissed. But I like Michigan. I like Michigan. I like Michigan State. I like them both. I don't root for anybody. But I know that if there's excitement, that's good. Especially in the state. But the problem with Michigan fan being excited is they are insufferable. Let's see. Piano Finger Banger adds, I forgot that Matt Patricia is now the defensive coordinator at OSU. I didn't know that. Joe says the SEC is a joke. And Paul Feinbaum also. That is the famous commentator. The SEC is kind of a joke. I think the best college football right now is in the Big Ten. Skip writes that Underwood is built like an edge rusher. Man Bun Chris says, could we get local Lions expert Kyle on sometime this week? We can't start the jinx back up again. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Kyle was polarizing. And at the end of the day, if that means less me, that's a problem. I don't know if I want to unpack that again. I say I will bring Kyle back if I can ever get that cheap fuck to spend money. If I can get him to spend some money, I would consider bringing him back. Josh writes, you haven't talked about North Carolina, have you? That game was a disaster for them. We talked about Belichick yesterday on the Patreon. Piano Finger Banger says, Underwood has a howitzer for an arm, also very poised as a true freshman. All right, there's a lot of, we have an active audience today. Linda says last year was a freebie for Kyle. This year he needs to spend. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're done. We're done giving it away free. All right. So I'm excited. Hopefully the Lions will win. I'm probably going to listen. I don't know if I'll watch. That's kind of my thing. So busy weekend. You got paintball, you've got Waylon, and then Sunday wake up, drop off the dogs, drive across the street, drive across the state, see my dad. Charity Scam Mike will be there. My multi-talented, lovely sister / stepsister will be there. I'm excited about that. All right. I am going to get to the asshole of the day, and you're like, wait, what? Yeah, I know. But you know me. I have never, ever shied away from like, hey, that's it, because I have exhausted everything that I wanted to talk about today. So occasionally you'll get days like today where it's short on the time that what you're used to, and this is way short, but that's how it's going to be today. Before I get to the asshole of the day, though, and have your nominations ready based on what we've talked about today. If you are in need of health care through healthcare.gov, perhaps you're unemployed. Maybe your boss does not offer insurance, or you are self-employed. Reach out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. He will help you with healthcare.gov. This weekend, Berlin races. They've got two races, Friday and Saturday. If you want to check them both out or one, get your tickets online at berlinraceway.com. If you get them 24 hours before the race, you get them for cheap. In fact, if you want to go to both races this weekend, both Friday and Saturday, it's going to cost you $25 up till 11:59 tonight, Thursday, the 4th of September. And then next week, the finale, championship night, I will be there. Solar System Jim will be there. I'm guessing my daughter-in-law will be there. My grandkids will be there. Coleman Lutz and Matt Herring will be there. Their better halves, their kids, for the Coleman Lutz 500. And you, get your tickets at berlinraceway.com. We all sit together and make fun of free beer. No, I actually don't talk about free beer in front of Coleman's kids, because I don't want them to feel like I'm manipulating them. Now, when they turn 18 and they all want to kick their stepdad's ass, then yes, I would be happy to have them on the show. And that is going to happen, unless if the divorce happens before then, which it may. But no, I don't get them involved. There was one conversation I had with the oldest kid, and he goes, he was asking me what I do, and it came up. Somehow it came up. I go, yeah, I used to work with your stepdad. And he goes, oh, I know. I go, okay, cool. And I just left it there. I didn't make any horrible comments like I like to. Part of me, my medieval side, wanted to say, hey, I'll give you $1,000 for every bit of damage you do to the car that could cause some type of wreck with him in it. But I backed off of that. I did not do that. Only an asshole would do that. But I had to give it some good hard thought. If you want to sell your home or you're buying one, the realtor of choice is Adam Casari. ADAMCASARI. Adam Casari. 616-914-4061. 616-914-4061. If you want a clean car inside and out, reach out to Oakland Auto Detail. 616-510-3470. Call or text. Follow them on Facebook for their videos alone. Make some great videos about the cars. If you like watching restoration videos of, you know, things that are look like hell, and then so-and-so puts the elbow grease to them and they look great, that's what they do at Oakland Auto Detail. Eric and Kristen, our mom and pop team, making it all happen over there. Follow Oakland Auto Detail on Facebook. Let's see what type of nominees we have for the asshole of the day. Ben Glaze says, I'll give you $1,000 if you shave your stepdad Greg's hair while he's sleeping. Murder Lover Linda says, asshole of the day, people who tried to spoil unknown number. No, none of that was intentional. Hell, mine was more egregious than those two. Piano bing, finger bing says, late start, early finish. That's the way. Yeah, I know. All right. So the asshole of the day, it's, if I'm ever in doubt, there's just make it free beer. That's the way it is. Rent free. That's right. Rent free, baby. There you go. Your asshole of the day. As a homework assignment, watch the unknown number, and then at 6 p.m. tonight, we will review it on Patreon. Sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's my time today. I'm going to end it here. Have a good one. I'll talk to you on Patreon. We have the Patreon bonus podcast a little later on when I, you know, get some things to talk about. We'll do that, and then 6 p.m. tonight, the unknown number. We'll break that down. Okay, that's it. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.